am the parent to my thoughts. I am the parent to my thoughts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am the parent to my thoughts. I have thoughts going through my mind constantly, as we all do. And these thoughts are both good and bad and indifferent. These thoughts are powerful and rewarding and uplifting and beautiful thoughts. But are they thoughts that really make the difference in my life? Are they thoughts that are going to bring about the beautiful experiences that I would like to have in my life? Are these thoughts the ones that I would like to nourish, that I'd like to bring forth into my world as full-blown ideas, as full-blown concepts that are going to be something that make me very happy? They should be. They should be. Every thought I think should be a wonderful, dynamic, powerful, beautiful thought that makes me feel very, very, very good. Every thought that I think should be something that is so magnificent that no matter what I think, say, or do, the thought says to me, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I think that's what we'll do. That's wonderful. Now, thoughts are things, really. They are things that we create and bring forth in our world because we think that they're wonderful. We think that the thoughts are fantastic and glorious and good. We think that the thoughts are something that we would all like to know about, we'd all like to have, and all like to be. But are these thoughts really something that we want to have in our life? Are they something we really want to experience? Now, if I gave you a book, I gave you a book which is a dictionary of wealth, and it's all about wealth. It's all about how wealth is made and how wealth is brought about and how wealth is experienced and where wealth comes from. And the book says that wealth comes from the genius thoughts of our mind. Now, in the book, it gives all sorts of chapters on wealth being spent and how to spend it and how to have beautiful things. The book gives a chapter or so on how to go out and look for ideas, look for concepts. The good book gives chapters on how to con other people into giving you part of their wealth. The book goes out how to go out and get money from the government or get money from different organizations where it is offered. And the book also has three or four chapters on how to develop your genius to develop money in your life. How to develop the genius in you to bring forth the abundance that is yours. Now, of all the chapters in that book, there's many that sound exciting, and they are exciting. And there are many that sound sort of fetching, that make you feel just real good when you read them because you just feel wealthy. And then there's that several chapters, that's the very few, but a couple of chapters on how to find out and use and develop your own personal genius. How to bring forth your genius in your mind, in your thought, in your world, in your life, so you can have money, so you can have wealth, so you can have abundance, so you can live a life filled with prosperity, filled with everything good. Now, that is something certainly everybody would like to cotton to. Everybody would like to have that in their world. And that's understandable. Everybody would like to have them. Okay. Now, what is the first thing that a chapter on genius would say? How to find your genius. It's your genius, not somebody else's. You're not looking for an idea somebody else is working on, or you're not looking for the genius that someone else is expressing. You're looking for the genius you and you alone can express so beautifully. Many of the people you read about are very famous people and very rich people and very powerful people, and they have brought forth an idea, and this idea developed for them. Now, they didn't stay with it, unfortunately. They wandered from that genius idea into taking their money and using it in politics and using it in many other areas of life. Now, if they had stayed in the area that the genius came from, they would have been in an unlimited flow of wealth and goodness in their life. But no, they wandered from it. They took their money and wandered from the source of their genius. And because they wandered from the source of their genius, and they got off into how to run the world and how to control the world and how to do things in the world and make the world do things and force the world to do things with your money, as they got away from it, the joy of making money, the joy of being wealthy, the joy of having all this abundance, this amazing abundance, slipped away from them. And they lost the purpose. They lost the concept of why they were so wonderfully wealthy. Why they enjoy the wealth. Oh, they're still enjoying wealth. They're still enjoying a lot of money. But the joy, the word enjoying is incorrect there. They're still having lots of money, and they're still getting lots of money. But enjoying it, they're not. Because they're attempting to use the money in a way that it is not designed to be used. Money is to be spent on things that make you happy, things that bring you joy, things that bring you peace, things that fulfill your life. And the minute you start spending your money on something that you don't believe in, if you start spending your money on political parties, you start spending your money on certain purposes that you try to control in the world, it boomerangs right back at you and says, oh, you don't really appreciate what you have. You don't really appreciate the wonderful gift you have. And it doesn't take the money away necessarily. It does sometimes, but what it takes away is the joy of having the money. The joy of having the money runs quickly away from you, trickles through your fingers, and all you have left is just the money. And you say, well, that's good enough for me. Well, not really. If you don't have happiness with your money, you have nothing. It's just like a man who does not have health, and he would take all of his money and spend it on health so that he could enjoy health, because health is far more important than the money. Happiness is far more important than the money. Love is far more important than the money. The money is wonderful, and the money is there for all to have and use and enjoy all that they like. But when they start using it as a means to an end, as a way to corrupt somebody else, to control something, they're unhappy in it because they can never control it completely. If you had all the money in the world, you could buy the world. You would own the world. But would you own the people in the world? Would you own the people? Would all of the people look to you and say, oh, great, wonderful owner, I need this, I need that, I need that. Would you rather have all the people in the world look at the concept that you hold dear for yourself, unconditional love? All the world held the unconditional love concept and turned it right on you. Unconditional love. What a wonderful world this is, this would be, this can be, and this is. What a wonderful world. But it's only a wonderful world because we are living according to how the concepts are to be revealed, how the concepts are to be unfolded, how the concepts are to be made useful in our lives. We make useful these concepts only as we recognize that we are divine. We make use of these concepts only as we recognize that all is. And all we have to do is say, I surround this world with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. I live in a world of infinite peace and love and joy and power and goodness, and it is good and very good. And I am a happy, happy, happy person. Yes, I am the happy person. But I am the happy person only when I recognize that I am living an unconditionally loving life. And I am unconditionally loving all the world. And I don't want for anything. I don't need to control anything. I don't need to manipulate anything. I only love to express unconditional love from the very heart and soul of my being. And as I do this, I am the wealthiest man in the universe. Think on these things and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.